Parshas Matzah Masa, we have the Mitzvah Tefillah Kelim that we've discussed some details about in the past. What I'd like to talk about tonight is Tefillah Kelim in Shas Hatchak situations, some of which is relevant during the last year of COVID in situations where mikvahs for Kelim are not readily accessible. The Sugya D'Shmaisa, so to speak, for this topic is a situation discussed in Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchos Tefillos Kelim and Hilchos Shabbos, where one finds himself with Kelim Chadashim on Shabbos that weren't toveled before Shabbos began. So that's the sugya in Beitza, Machlokas Rishonim Lemaisa, which is Machlokas Mechab Ramah, at least the Ramah in Darkei Moshe, as to whether Tefillos Kelim is possible on Shabbos. So that's Machlokas in Gemara. Why is there's an explicit Isser Tefillos Kelim on Yontif? The question is, what's the reason? So what the reason is would be relevant to whether Tefillas Kelim is Aser Lemaisa on Shabbos or not. So that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber discusses what happens in a situation where you have Kelim you want to use on Shabbos and we're unable to be tovel them beforehand. So let's pull up the share screen. In Hilchos Tefillas Kelim, the end of Simon Kuf Kaf, now Chaver writes, "M'shachach v'lo hitbil kli me'er Shabbos, o me'er v'yantiv, yinenu lo'ovik ha'chavim b'matana." So if you forgot, or whatever reason, you weren't able to be tovel kli er Shabbos er v'yantiv, you're allowed to give it to a non-Jew as a gift. V'achar kach yishalani mimenu, then you can borrow it back from him, so that you don't have bailus on this object that you want to use. U'mutar l'shamish bo, and then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, since it's not chayiv in Tefillas Kelim, if it is owned by the Nachri. Says Ramah, v'chein yasa filu b'chol b'machem she'ein lo mikvah. So that's not only relevant on Shabbos, it's also relevant on a weekday, if a person finds himself in a situation where there's no accessible mikvah, and he wants to use Kelim that were bought from a Nachri. This also appears in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Kaf Gimel Siv Zayin, mutar l'hatpil kli chadash haton tefila v'yesh osrim. So that's the recommendation. 2 days, whether you're allowed to be tovel kelim at all on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says the best is to avoid the problem. And if you're stuck and you need to use a kli that wasn't nitpol for Shabbos, you can give it to a nachri as a matana. It says in Mishabur, the Sukkot and Lamed. Even if you get it on Shabbos for the first time, you can't be tovel it. Fine. So the Taz has an important caveat here to the recommendation of the Mechaber. The Taz writes in Simon Kuf Kaf Yerodeya Sukkotin Yechas. Nearly, the high tikuna eno ella lefisha. This recommendation that you can give it to an Nachri as a gift, that's only a temporary fix. The hainu laoser Shabbos, o bechol kozman she'ein lo mikvah. That only works for that one Shabbos, or if it's a weekday situation as a Rama added without a mikvah, it only works so long as you don't have access to a mikvah. Aval acher Shabbos, oh, she's daming lo mikvah, but as soon as Shabbos is over, as soon as you have access to a mikvah, kevan she yishtak olam is b'yad Yisrael, since lemaisa, the Yisrael is holding on to it, and he's using it, and it's presumably identified as something that belongs to the Yisrael, even though technically speaking, you gave it to the Nachri as a matana, and you bought it back. So vadi havi kilakuach b'yado, so bottom line, it's really like you bought it from the Nachri, even though technically you got around that. It's no worse than if you have a collateral from a Nachri and the intention is that the Yisrael is going to be holding on to the collateral long term, that requires tefillah. The two, Gabital Shu'ula Matinu Gamkin Shabtur Mitzis Kol Lamed Yom, V'Achaka Chayev Dinir Shalom. So just like by a Bara Talis, where technically speaking, it's Patur from Tzitzis for the first 30 days. Afterwards, even if it's still borrowed, because it looks like it's yours, you have to put tzitzis on it. Sachanami nira ditzarech tefila acher. She'ef shelo litbo afila bebracha. So here too, so you do require tefillah once you get off that, past that original hurdle, once the Shabbos passes, once the mikveh is accessible. It's unclear exactly how far that analogy to Talis goes. Your 30 days is maybe unique halacha to Talis. But he says, as soon as you're able to, you have to be tovelit. And then he says, "Aval kaven she'ein zem befurish beposkim, yesh lizar she'yapil kli acher imo mishum chashash safek bracha." That maybe, technically speaking, if you gave it to the Nachri b'matana, so technically speaking, maybe it still is the Nachri's, maybe you don't require tefillah. So that's a potential safek bracha. So you should get out of the safek bracha by being told something else together with it. That's definitely mechuyev in tefillah with a bracha. And that's in the Mishnah Berurah quotes halacha. There's a katan lamed hey, this presentation of the Taz to be told it as soon as you're able to, and to avoid the safek bracha problem by being told something else that's vadei mechuyev in tefillah together with it. In the Sefer Ksos HaChoshen of Avraham Chaim Noah, he points out that there are other ways to avoid the Safek Bracha problem raised by the Taz, that if you give the Nachri some money and you say you're buying it from him, meaning up to this point it was the Nachri's b'matana, now you're giving him money and buying it from him directly, so then that'll avoid a Safek Bracha problem, then you're definitely mechuyev in tefillah with a bracha, or if you ask him to give it back to you b'matana gemura, so that also would solve the Taz's Safek about a bracha shaila. So not everyone was excited about this suggestion that appears in Shulchan Aruch based on a Mordechai of avoiding the Shabbos problem of tefillah by giving it to an achbi matana. The Darkei Tshuva the Piskei Tshuva here in Kuf Kaf is Mitzayin the Tshuva of the Rashbash. Rashbash was the son of the The Rashbash was the son of the Tashbetz, right? So the Rashbash in a Simin Tuf Samech Ches has the following concern. So he discusses Nisha Shachav Lehibel Kalim Shalachim and Agai, and he didn't have anything else to use on Yontiv. What does he do? So he refers to people that would give it to their shifcha or their mishareses, their non-Jewish domestic help, and then borrow it back from them in order to use it on Yantar without tefillah. So he doesn't like that. He raises a couple concerns. One of them is a general concern about harama, that in general we don't endorse getting around a chi of mitzvah through some kind of subterfuge. And he also raises the question of how can you give something to a non-Jew as a gift? Isn't that a violation of los hachanim? Losi den leman aschinam, you're not allowed to give a gift to a non-Jew. And he says, if it's really an illicit haruama, then it's not going to be effective because a kinyan, either a rama, may not be a valid kinyan. So you may not even have accomplished that which you intended to accomplish through this giving over to a non-Jew, b'matana. So as far as his concern about the lo sechanim, Darkei Tshuva quotes, Darkei Tshuva in Sifkat and Kuf Yud Beis quotes from a Sefer Shulchan Gavoa that, I'm sorry, not the wrong Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva where is it? A second. The Darkei Tshuva quotes in the Amudei Eish that many Achronim say there's no problem with Lo Sechanim if the reason you're giving it to an Achri is ultimately for the benefit of the Yisrael. Lo Sechanim is a problem if you give it as a Manas Chinam, but if you're getting something out of it, so here you're doing it because of a halachic advantage that would be accrued by giving it to a non-Jew, that's not a violation of Lo Sechanim. As far as the concerns about Harama, so the Dark Yeshuva also quotes from Rabbi Shula Kunder in the Yeshuas Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Yud Gimel, Sifkat and Gimel. So that's in the context of, we'll see in a few moments, a comment on the Magen Avraham. I think Rabbi Sachs quoted this in one of his shiurim a couple of weeks ago, the din that the Ramah has in Simen Kuf, in Simen Yud Gimel and Arachayim, that if a person finds himself in a situation on Shabbos where his tzitzis are nifsak, and now he has a puzzle, arba kamfos with puzzle tzitzis, if it's in a situation where it'd be embarrassing to remove it because of covered abriyah, he's allowed to keep the puzzle tzitzis on Shabbos. So in that context, we'll see a comment. Actually, maybe we'll pull it up now. Back to the screen. Sorry. So the Magen Avraham writes over there in Sivkat and Ches, Hitcha Achi Amanoach. Lama Shrina Lelosha B'Shab Bismunei Kavod Abrias. Hello, yesh takana she nenu la'acher b'matana v'yachzer v'yishalenu lo v'azu pata mitzitzis. So why does the Rama say kavod abrias allows you to keep it on? Isn't there a better etza? Give it to someone else as a gift. Then you'll borrow it back. The din is that a talis shul is pater from tzitzis. So then you have no problem that you're walking around with a baged of arba kamfas that's mechuyev in tzitzis, the pasul tzitzis. Just as we have such a din by Tfilas Kalim, that you could avoid the Tfilas Kalim Shailan Shabbos by giving it to a Nachi B'Matana. Nira Li says the Magen Avraham, the Kamakam Chayim Midrabbanan Shinira Shalo. In that situation, even if Min HaTorah your Pater, because of the Talis Shula technically, but everyone would identify it as your Talis, so it would still be Mechuyav Midrabbanan, just like a Talis Shula Lachar Lamed is Mechuyav Midrabbanan. Fine. Okay, but if you're stuck, why can't you still do it? So if you're going to allow you to do it on Shabbos, even though that's a Shabbos situation, there may be no better Eitzah, then people may do that during the week to give it to someone else's matana and avoid the Chiyav Tzitzis. So better to stay there with the Pasul and Tzitzis and not give rise to the possibility that you may come to pater yourself from tzitzis l'chachila by giving it to someone else as a matana later on. So, or a matana at a different point, even b'chol. So in this context, the Yeshuas Yaakov discusses what is considered to be acceptable harama and what's not acceptable harama. So he says that the reason by Tfilas Kalim were makel to allow what the Rashbash flags as a potential harama is because Shuas Yaakov says we rely on Rov Poskim that Tfilas Kalim is only midirabbanan and the harama is mutter on dirabbanan. That's what many Poskim say, that harama is mutter on dirabbanan, is not on daraisas. But that's surprising that the Shuas Yaakov says that Tfilas Kalim is, the Rov Poskim assumes Tfilas Kalim is dirabbanan. It seems like most poskim assume Tfilas Kalim is daraisa. I think we discussed this in the past. Rav Yishanim assumed that Tfilas Kalim is daraisa. It's clear in the Mechaber, there are multiple instances in Simen Kuf Kaf where the Mechaber writes that we go l'chumra on ibayd l'ifshitas. For example, that mashkan is an ibayd l'ifshitam or machmer, and that to require Tfilas Kalim. And we paskin that a katan has no nemanus. So that's all because Tfilas Kalim is daraisa and subject daraisa l'chumra. So it seems like most poskim assume that Tfilas Kalim is a din daraisa. So I saw Rabbi Karp in his Sefer Tfilas Kalim, the Mishmeres Bayis raises this question to Shuas Yaakov. He says it must be Shuas Yaakov means not that Tfilas Kalim is drabanan, but the iser of the mishtamesh with a kli that was a nitbal, that's an iser drabanan. But be that as it may, so as we're some of us may be familiar with Rosh Hashanah's Mahalach on Harama, which is printed in the Dikvei Etzon, Simen Tesvav, that he thinks that the correct distinction is not between the Raisas and the Rabbanans, but rather between whether you're doing a harama to avoid a Mrs. Asay, which is not acceptable, as opposed to just not violating a law, which is acceptable, which is why when it comes to Mechiras Chametz, the Asay of Tashbis you'll do anyway. You're just doing Mechiras Chametz to avoid a law, and that's why it wouldn't be a problem of harama. Ayin Sham. Interestingly, the Yeshuas Yaakov says that Tfilas Kelim is not a problematic Haramba. That's only the Rabbanim because Midaraisa, sorry, that Mechiras Chametz is not a problematic Haramba because Minotora Bittel Baal Masagi. So once you've taken away the Ba'yura Ba'yumatse Daraisa, then you're all you're left with is a Dirabbanan, and for that Mechiras Chametz will work. But be that as it may, that's some of the discussion of Harama. Rav Schechter, in his tshuva about Tfilas Kelim during COVID, pointed out that even if Harama is a problem, but in a Shaskalak situation, you can rely on a Harama, even a situation where you're using that Harama to avoid a key in Mitzvah Saseh, which normally would be problematic, but in a Shaskalak situation, that would be acceptable. But this idea of being a mashil, the kli, to an achri in the Shabbos situation or in the situation where there is no mikvah available. So Achronim discussed this in other contexts as well, in a situation where tefilas kelim may not be feasible. So Darki Tshuva, Simen Kuf Kaf, Sifkat and Kuf Yubeis, Kuf Kaf, Sifkat and Kuf Yubeis, quotes in the Sefer Shulchan Gavoa, that anytime you can't be mapil a kli because it's too big, it's too heavy. Slachos gedolos shel zchuchis, big glasses that you can't be tovel because they're too big. They should give it to an achi b'matana and then borrow it back from him, and then you can use it forever. So that seems to be assuming not levitaz, that in a situation where there's no real option of tefilas kelim, you could give it to an achi b'matana and it could stay that way forever. And that's what. It's Rabbi Kiv Eger that quotes a day like that at the beginning of Simon Kufkaf. That's what Rabbi Carr points out in his Sefer, seems to be Minaga Olam. He quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, that Rabbi Yashiv thought you could be making like that. Rav Asher has an Achuva in Minchas Asher Chela Gimel, I think it's Simon Nun Zion, or Simon Nun Zion, that is relevant to those kinds of electrical appliances that are impossible to be tovel. So there also, this could potentially be relied on to avoid tefillah by giving it to a nachri b'matana, or better, as we'll talk about in a few minutes, be makna to a nachri totally, not just a matana, but to make a formal kinyan that is totally the bailus hanachri. And that's what Diane Weiss writes as well, chelik hei simen kuf kafav, the minchas yitzchak, based on this dark yitzhuva, that if you have something that is too big or to be tovel, or something that's not tovelable because of the electrical element. The many electrical appliances, you can be tovel without a problem. But if it's an electrical appliance that you can't be tovel, he's talking about, I think he's talking about an immerser. So a immerser, you probably could be tovel, but he assumes that you can't. And he says you could rely on this dark etchuva from the Shulchan Gavoa. Then in that situation, you give it to a nachri b'matana. In the Sefer Tfilas Kelim, the Tzvi Cohen Sefer in Tfilas Kelim, so he discusses another potential way out to avoid tefillah in that Shasakta situation, a Shabbos situation, or potentially where a mikvah is unavailable, and that's the question of being mafgir the kli. So in the Sefer Tfilas Kelim, he quotes this as a machlokes achronim. Is there a possibility of being mafkir the kli? So he quotes from the tshuva of the Maral Diskin, in the Kuntres Achron Simen Hey Os Kuf Lamid Vav, that he writes, if a Yisrael is kona a kli from a nachri and is mafkir it, and he wants to use it, that hefkir is ineffective, that still requires tefillah. And he says, the fact that the Ramah didn't quote this Eitzah in Hilchos Tefilas Kelim, where the Ramah says that if you don't have a mikvah, you should give it to an achi b'matana. So why didn't he say you could be mafkir? So it must be that hefker doesn't work. Rav Asher writes in his tshuva that that's not necessarily bechreach. Maybe the Ramah didn't suggest be mafkir it, because if you're mafkir, you run the risk of something else being being kone before you have the chance to take it. But be that as it may, that's what the Maral Diskin said, that you can't be, that hefker is ineffective. Because, as the Sefer Tefilas Kelim points out, if you're going to be mafkir it, and then you're going to take it back, so for all intents and purposes, you're being zoche in it through your hishtamshus. You're going to be mafkir it, great. So now it doesn't belong to you, and now you take it back to use it. So in essence, I'm reacquiring it through my hishtamshus. That's what Rabbi Karp seems to assume lemais in his sefer as well, that hefker is not an option. However, in the sefer Tevilas Kelim, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman that Shlomo Zalman was makel in a shasas chak situation where you don't have kavanah to be zoch in it min a hefker, so you could technically be mafker it and then continue to use it, and that wouldn't be considered to be under your bilus. And if you say in that case that there's no chiva tefila, then there's no iser hishtamshus either. It's not the best eitzah for Shabbos because it looks like you're being zoch in it again. But all things push comes to shove. Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that that would be acceptable. That would be acceptable. In the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he has a similar notion of a potentially effective hefker for Shabbos purposes. Simon Reishman Vav Siftes. So he writes, Mutter lahaskir lahashil behemtel lenachri lahasna simo shiachsi renal kodem Shabbos. You're allowed to rent out your animal to a nachri and make it tonight. He's going to give it back to you before Shabbos. And let's say the nachri holds on to it once Shabbos begins. So now you have a problem because you're not allowed to have your animal do work even for a nachri on Shabbos. So he says you could be mafkir it before Shabbos. And that way you're not mitzuva on shvisas behema since it's not going to be yours anymore. And the hefker is effective. But he writes that if you're mafkir, maybe someone else could be zochid. He says no. That if the only reason you're being mafkir it is to be mafkia from the Isser Shabbos, so the hefker has a built-in clause that you only be mafkir at liyom ha-Shabbos at the time that the nachri is doing work with your animal, and that's effective for that purpose. But the minute Shabbos is over, it's going to revert to your bilus. The Sefer Tevilas Kelim quotes as a model for a kind of hefker being effective to avoid a that's in the Shabbos context, to avoid a problem of in that case bilus Yisrael, but could potentially relevant for Tevilas Kelim as well. As Rav Schefter quoted in the COVID context, that the Rav was makel also to rely on hefker for Tevilas Kelim in a shasak talk situation. Rav Schefter pointed out that hefker should be done with Nei Gimel. If not in person, Rav Schefter thought you could be makel to do it Ayidei Zoom. And the Star K article they quoted from Rabbi Hyman said you can use a telephone if you recognize the voice, the people on the telephone recognize your voice in order to have an effective hefker. So that, at one point, originally Rav Schefter wrote his first piece, he thought that was a better Eitzah for the COVID situation. Then the Bezin of America put together a system of being Machne Kalim to a non-Jew. And then when Rav Schefter wrote about that, he thought that if that could be arranged, then that would be optimal and better than, practically better than the Hefker situation. So that's what the Bezin of America put together. And arrange with the Nachri to buy Kalim, which is better than She'ela because it's an actual Kenya where it's clearly the Bevilus Nachri. And then he would lend it back to the Jews who want to use it until such time as Tefilas Kalim could be done. And that was done, given the restrictions, that was done with a limited Kenyanim. Not with all the Kenyanim we do for general and Mechiras Chametz, but we relied on Situmta and Kenyan Kesef, Situmta of a internet sale, and Kesef also done electronically. We had recommended at the time that this started before two Pesachs ago, that if people are doing Mechiras Chametz anyway, and they have new Kalim, so if you add those new Kalim to the Mechiras Chametz, that way the Mechiras Chametz could cover, could have the multiple Kenyan that we always do for Mechiras Chametz, that would cover the Kalim as well. But Mikra did not all those kinyam are necessary for Mechiras Kalim. In general, that's a question under normal circumstances. If you sell your Kalim with your Chametz for Pesach, does that require Tefilas Kalim afterwards if you buy them back? So that's a major machlokas haposkim. But that was what the Bezin of America put together to arrange for this Mechiras Kalim. There were over 10,000, I forget the exact number, but there were well over 10,000 people that availed themselves of the service. And then a few months ago, we realized that all the mikvahs are open again. Everyone should buy them back. So we reached out to everyone and recommended that they opt in for a buyback. And many did, but many thousands still didn't. So you have to be on top of reminding them to they should buy back their kalim so they can do a proper tefillah kalim again at this point. But this is relevant in situations if you have a kli that is not tovelabo. So of the possibilities, either being mashula to an achri or hefker or being machna to an achri, it seems like being machna to an achri is the best of those options. And in whatever shas l'tzach situation you're in, that would be effective under the circumstances.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I think next week will be the last shiur of the season, up to Tisha B'Av, and then we will take a break over the summer, and given the calendar, probably resume after Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah. That sound good?
Yeah. Rabbi Slimmer, what's the mechanics of the Hefker by Tefillas Kalim? How does that work?
The mechanics is that you should put it outside in a public area and make a declaration in front of three people that you're mafker it. And then if it works, then you take it back without kavanah to be zocha and you're just using it.
Right, I mean...
So it seems that the kinyan or the hakna is a better option than that, but that's
with the Ran and Tzachim and Daf Aleph and Daf like that.
Probably not. But that's again, many Akrodim don't seem to like it at all under any circumstances here, and some are quoted as saying that it technically works. So if you're stuck, it could. Could be effective. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef had a tshuva. He was asked during COVID about a large operation that was providing food for nursing homes in Eretz Yisrael, and they needed to buy a lot of new kalim before Pesach in order to make their production, and there's no possibility of being tovelim. So he said you could rely on the fact that the many achronim say the Darkei Tshuva, I had this in the Markom, so you didn't get to it, Darkei Tshuva quotes, that if you have kalim that are used to supply people with the contents, but the etzem, they're not using the kalim themselves, meaning you're a provider of a drink and you take the drink from the cup, but no one really needs the cup. So there may be grounds not to require tefillas kalim. Then maybe that's considered klei skara, commercial kalim and not klei achila. So he said, under circumstances, you could rely on that. But Tziruf also being mashalit to an achri, where Tfilas Kalim was not practical. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone.
Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.